Gift 4, empathy for others. Jacob Hero.
We also have an exceptional ability to comprehend aspects of the lives of men and women who are not trans. Reverend Patrick Calafia, an F2M and ordained minister in the Fellowship of the Spiral Path, says, I feel that being able to stand between genders gives me a unique perspective on the lives of men and women and increases my ability to empathize with or serve the spiritual needs of others. It makes me a better priest. Beyond our understanding of issues specific to gender, trans people offer diverse viewpoints as people who exist and thrive through struggle. When I interviewed Calafia on June 23, 2004, he said, the suffering that I felt being different is enormously helpful when I work with people who need to individuate or who are called to live in a way that the mainstream doesn't support.
Reverend Elizabeth McCauley.
What followed as my father transitioned to Jessica was ministry of the sort that changes lives. Jessica began to receive letters from other transgender people who were flailing about in life, seeking the assurances of grace and a hand to help them across into self-acceptance. He was pastoring a flock of people who knew the jarring presence of a gender identity that would not be stilled, no matter what the cost. The stories had to be told. And Jessica, she listened and coached and bore witness through the letters that came to and from her heart.
Jacob Hero.
Early in my transition, when I was feeling very alone and sorry for myself, a friend pointed out that there is no such thing as transgender pain. There is just pain. While I did not know many people who had been through the specific frustrations of transitioning from female to male, everyone can comprehend discomfort, loneliness, and fear. In other words, I did not have to rely only on trans people for support. Conversely, the pain we endure as trans people leaves us better equipped to help others. We have the potential to offer so much if we can just feel safe enough to do so. In addressing these issues, it is my hope that trans people will eventually be able to rely on their faith communities to teach them that they are beautiful and unique embodiments of the Creator. I was incredibly lucky to have found Justin Tanis's book right at the beginning of the medical aspect of my transition. It was my faith community and this book that changed my worldview while I was transitioning.